It's not a secret Australia is becoming more culturally diverse, and it's been reflected in most industries. Now we can watch on TV culturally and linguistically diverse news readers, entertainers, celebrities, and comedians. A group of stand-up comedians are touring across regional Australia to showcase our multiculturalism with laughs and funny situations in a multicultural comedy gala, featuring Akmal, Steph Tisdale, Ivan Aristeguieta, Georgie Carroll, and more. I started asking stand-up comedian and registered nurse Georgie Carroll what we can see at the gala.
Hi, Eduardo. It is the best fun. So this is a show of, sometimes five, sometimes six comics from all around the world. And we're talking your top hitters as well. We're talking Dilruk Jayasinghe. We're talking myself representing the UK. We've got Ivan Aristeguieta from Venezuela. We've got Ethiopian Joe White. We've got all kinds of people. And what happens is they are sending us around the country to kind of make the funniest bit we can out of how we found Australia coming from where we've come from. So it is like the World Cup of comics. So we're all trying very hard to make our country sound the funniest.
So what motivated you to be involved in this show?
Well, initially cash. I do like my money. And we get paid, obviously. And then the lovely thing about it is, like, comedy is a bit of a lone wolf sport. So most of the time I'm touring around on my own. And then in this, I get a troupe. So I get a van full of other comics to just mess about with and giggle with all day, and I get to go and tour all the little bits of Australia that I don't get to look at otherwise. We're going here, there and everywhere. I reckon I've got about 30 dates on this tour so far, and about another 20 to come. We're going all around tons of areas that I wouldn't naturally get to in festivals and theatre tours and what have you. So yeah, they're the things: friendship, adventure, cash. Oh, joy. Who wouldn't want to sit in a van with five other comics from around the world and then go on stage every night and make people laugh?
Absolutely. And I'm guessing you're having so much fun during this time, eh?
Oh, yeah. What have we done so far? Brisbane. And I don't even know. I never know where I am even when I'm there. But I know that we've done like four of them already. And yeah, there's not one bit of the day that isn't a little bit stupid for one reason or another. Yeah. And the shows really go off. All you right. Can imagine what it do get quite competitive, and we all want to make you laugh harder than the comic before us. Ramps up. It proper is, Eduardo, an hour and a half of belly laughing. Like, when was the last time you did that? An hour and a half of losing it.
It's been ages, so especially with what's happening all around these days. So, yeah.
This is it. I reckon people are more ready to laugh than ever. When they get in a room where they're allowed to do it for an hour and a half, it just, I don't know. I don't know why it's good for you. It just is, though.
Now, one of the interesting things about this show, on top of your comedy, of course, it's you're going to regional areas. Why did you decide on going on regional areas?
Oh, I'm not the captain of this. So I didn't decide, but it was something that really drew me to doing it. So we're definitely going around really, like, I'm sure that you can get more remote than where I'm going. But I'm going places like Thursday Island, Port Hedland. We're like driving 6 or 7 hours in a day to get to places that might not normally get the caliber of comics that are coming over. I think partly the reason we're doing it is because why should it just be in the main hubs? You know, there's some amazing facilities that we can hit as we go around, some great big theatres as well, maybe a little bit. I don't know if you found this, but over COVID and everything, there's been all kinds of changes to immigration policies and to sort of how we speak about other countries. And I just think it's a really nice thing to stick 6 or 7 of us on stage at once and just tell people's real stories in a very funny way and just let everybody remember we're all just still people.
You know, comedy is a form of challenging issues in our community. How difficult is it now? You were saying that, you know, comedy has suffered a lot of changes, especially after COVID. How difficult is it now to perform a comedy gala like this without being cancelled?
Oh, I think it's pretty easy. Just watch me get cancelled now, Eduardo. I think Oh, gosh. I do say a lot of things and I don't think before I speak. This is why I don't let myself have Twitter, because I'm not the right person to sum it up in 140 characters. But I think when I'm on stage, I've got the time to say most of the things I want to say. And I know that some of the things I hold true are that I don't want to ever make anybody feel bad. As much as you can, I don't hold anybody's sexuality or gender or race as something negative about them. So I think that I can talk for 20 minutes on stage and nothing fall out of my head that would get me cancelled. That being said, there's a lot of things I've had to learn. Like, let me give you an example, Eduardo. I try not to talk on stage about anything that I don't fully understand or haven't had time to put enough thought into. So although I've worked in the emergency department for a long time, I feel that maybe I'm more comfortable with physical ailments than I am mental ones. And so I make sure that when I'm on stage, I don't ever make anybody with mental health or addiction the butt of a joke.
That was the lovely and funny stand-up comedian, Georgie Carroll. And for more information about the event, you can go to our website at thewire.org.au.